In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, nor drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music.
Gotta get back in time.
These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, I made you this mixtape.
I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever mind.
I believe that the human brain is pre-wired to be optimistic. We all believe that love is out there for us. Someone special is just around the corner. Someone who absolutely loves us, understands us for who we are, and who we can become. Hope in this belief survives while life thrashes us with hardships and disappointments, destroying our feeling of self-worth. Somehow, we wrap our heads around the horrible things that can happen to us. We are desperate to figure out a way to make peace with things like hatred, jealousy, rape, famine, war, and our own death. Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. Sometimes things are so horrible, so intense, so vicious, we simply cannot comprehend how it could have happened. Desperation forces a search for answers. The path twists and turns, and usually ends in some sort of universal declaration and the belief of something greater, something divine. In the year 1731, a 6-year-old boy's mother dies of tuberculosis. He is sent off to live with his emotionally distant stepmother and seafaring father in an abuse-filled boarding school. At the age of 11, he joins his father at sea and goes on to become known as the most vile and despicable sailor in all of the ports of Britain. Pressed into the Royal Navy, he deserts to meet a girl with whom he had fallen in love with. He was forced to pay for it by the public humiliation of being flogged and demoted. He picked up a job on a slave trade ship, and disobedience, combined with a regular use of vulgar poems and songs, bought him a ticket to near starvation and imprisonment with the slaves in the hold. Traded as cargo, he went on to become a slave himself on a plantation in West Africa. His father intervened by getting a ship named the Greyhound to pick him up. He gained notoriety for being the most vulgar man his new captain had ever met. He was admonished several times for not only using the worst words the captain had ever heard, but creating new ones to exceed the limits of verbal debauchery. In 1748, while in the North Atlantic, a violent storm rose and nearly bashed the ship to pieces. He watched as a fellow crew member who was standing where he had just been was swept overboard to his death. He and the rest of the crew spent hours fearing that the ship would capsize as they worked to bail it out. He tied himself to the pumps in hopes of not being washed away, enduring the continued pummeling from the sea for several more hours. At one point in desperation, he called out to the captain, "If this will not do, then Lord, have mercy upon us." After a brief rest below deck, he returned up top to steer the ship through the storm for 11 more hours. They landed in Ireland, and the memory of his declaration at his darkest hour weighed upon him. He began to question if he was worthy of this representation of God's mercy, or if he were in any way redeemable at all, as he had not only neglected his faith, but directly opposed it, mocking others who showed theirs by degrading and denouncing God as a myth. He came to believe that God had sent him a profound message at sea, and he decided to make changes in his life. He sought out that girl for whom the scars on his back were given for, and married her. He went on to spend his life working in the name of God. His name was John Newton. He later took up his pen and wrote these words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." On today's episode, we examine this theme with a mixtape labeled Rise After the Fall. Hold on, I need to press play.
Winning some along the way, but all the same, it was a shame, and if only me to blame, for how I lost my way. And so I locked myself inside, I nursed my broken, wounded pride, and in my eagerness to hide, I left my heart behind. Oh, what a cost, my heart got lost. Now it's been found, you picked it off the ground, and now you've come to soothe me, bewitch me and amuse me. How did you ever choose me? And if you will excuse me, I'd like to return the same to you. It's the least I can do. Sunshine from the skies, placing rainbows in my eyes. Got you watching out for me, making sense of what I see. When my world is wearing blue, I've got you to see me through. Oh, I've got you to see me through. Oh. Your tongue is wrapped in solid gold, the greatest story ever told. Words that dance and sing to me,
with eyes that shimmer like the sea. A refugee who grew to be the apple of my eye. And I really don't know why that it was, then it hit me, that love had come to grip me. Of all the skills I'd with me, I'd nothing to equip me with all I'd to do. And now you're here, it all becomes clear. I've got you to see me through, looking out for what I do. Spring and sunshine from the skies, placing rainbows in my eyes. Got you watching out for me, making sense of what I see. When my world is wearing blue, I've got you to see me through. I've got you to see me through, looking out for what I do. Spring and sunshine from the skies, placing rainbows in my eyes. Got you watching out for me, making sense of what I see.
Thank you. Heard. your soul step out to breathe. Swallow whole your dignity. Let your trumpet blow round the walls of Jericho. Let your mighty voices sound till the walls come tumbling.
Oh, I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew ya. Well, she tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from the lips she drew the hallelujah.
There's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew ya. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who has seen the light. It's cold and it's so broken. Hallelujah.
Of Babylon, where he sat down, and there he wept when he remembered Zion. Oh, wicked, carry us away, captivity. Require from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? By the rivers of Babylon, where he sat down, and there he wept when he remembered Zion. Oh, the wicked carry us away, captivity, require from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? So let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Vrai.
Good meal from bread and fishes. feed the hungry, pour the wine. Everybody's welcome to have a good time. Sit at this table, enjoy the food. I know Jesus loves me. He says I should love you. My neighbor, not his wife. Don't covet, steal, kill, or lie. My God's got a lot of rules. One day vacation. Made a garden, filled it with apples. Adam and Eve, they walked around natural till they ate that one piece of bad fruit. I've heard your God's older. Buddha, Allah, Krishna. Manifest with many faces, worship the world over in foreign places. I assume your God must love you. I know Jesus loves me. My God is good and great and true. But if pride goeth before the fall, hope someone's God will save us all, save us all. Love the sinners too. But if pride goeth before the fall, hope someone's God will save us all, and love the sinners too.
Thank you. one of these nights, and about 12 o'clock, this old world's gonna reel and rock. Saints, they all tremble and cry for pain, for the Lord's gonna come in his heaven airplane.
Thank you. I don't know you in those clothes. I don't know you with that hair. Two-dimensional reflection, unforgiving, unaware. Part-time dreamer, would-be player. You thought fame could outrun fear. Something clearly terrified you. Did you choose to disappear? Guess again. Guess again. You made friends and some still ask about you now and then. Well, you sang a pencil promise that you thought you might erase. Left a fault line on your future, someday heartache you must face. Earned a black belt in disaster, wound up acting like a jerk. It's a fact of life. Your final act is gonna need some work. Hey, where have you been? Where have you been? Learning lessons on the road to hell and back again. And someone asked me once, where do we go when we arrive? If you're lucky, when it's over, the dreamer's still alive. A blessed mystery, for sweeter souls did not survive. But if you're lucky, when it's done, somehow deep inside, the dreamer's still alive. Once reality is your roommate and the truth stands at your door, all your records may be broken, trophies won't shine anymore. New beginnings are the challenge, but you're not sure where to start. Unimagined gifts are waiting, love will find your grateful heart. And then again, once again, you will come to know the simple man you've always been. And someone asked me once, where do we go when we arrive? If you're lucky, when it's over, the dreamer's still alive. A blessed mystery, for sweeter souls did not survive. But if you're lucky, when it's done, somehow deep inside, the dreamer's still alive. The anger will be gone, and the cynic will move on. And if you're lucky,
thank you.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org, and Side Country Sports of Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.